Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We welcome you all to a Roll2Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flurl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
Speaking of pragmatic, you come out from the prefabbed concrete bunker-like structure that housed your preparation area out onto the bare tarmac of the landing pads. Your staff and crews already mounted up as the first glints of sunlight cast their long shadows over the horizon. You each mount into your vehicles. Low whine as engines spool turns into a rumble of moving joints to stabilizing vibration, and a loud hum as the insectile wings begin to beat faster than the eye can follow, and then the closing cabins reduce that noise to a low hum in the cabins, and gracefully the gear lift from the pad, fold into these elegant craft, and your three among a contingent of about a dozen craft lift into the air as a day of work on Dune begins. Routine for some, much more dangerous for others. Rise high above Carthage, the polar sink starts to fade behind you. High, harsh red cliffs giving way to open bled. The heat haze already is strong on the horizon. You see the spots of other flying vehicles in the sky around you as the silver, cloudless skies of Arrakis stretch impossibly around you. And the open sands are dotted with bare outcroppings between the colossal, kilometers-long sand dunes. You head south, deeper and deeper into the desert. Some of the larger sinks here, geographical depressions ringed by rocks, been taken over for preliminary spice processing stations or repair bays or even minor settlements. These become fewer and fewer as you head further south and finally peel off away from the main group of ornithopters, go to spend their working day eyes scanning the sands eternally for the deep ruby of the spice and the plumes of worm sign. Your shuddering craft take you deeper into the harsh desert, further out than any of you have ever been into Arrakis' sands. after some time travelling, your pilot points out, "My lady, the last way station is below us. I'm taking us down."
"Do it."
A rather humble place, seemingly half buried in the sand, protected by a small contingent of rocks separating it from the open desert. The landing pad, big enough to accommodate your thopters, but you can already see that a bottleneck to a contingent of carry-alls and harvesters that will have to come this way into the deep desert. The people here seem even more insect-like. As your ornithopters touch down, they rush out, hands held aloft to shield themselves from the beating of the wings even as it slows. They rush out to begin the work of blowing the desert sands from the various joints in the ornithopters, checking and refueling. It'll take a short while, so you have the opportunity to disembark if you wish.
I think Saba will urge Drusa to come out.
"Step outside."
"Oh, gladly. Look, these people spend months out here. They breathe the spice constantly, but their minds are not really open to tomorrow, as every day is the same to them. So the spice manifests for them in different ways. I would love the chance to observe these people at length. Unfortunately, we cannot stay. Let's make a few notes at the very least."
"Observe them. Do not bother them."
"Oh, no, of course not, of course not. I wouldn't want to affect my observations by getting in the way."
His eyes kind of just, like, glaze over, trying to, like, look past her, but also just, he has to keep watch of her, making sure she doesn't, like, stray too far. But his idea is just to kind of, like, acclimatize her to the harshness of a desert. If we're heading out, don't stay in the comfort of the thopter. Like, get yourself feeling. He was kind of hoping she would feel a little bit, like, uncomfortable, but clearly she's just in her zone, so she's more excitable, and that he's just like, sure.
I'm sure the heat will probably get to her
eventually,
pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's trying to hopefully
right
get her to wear her down,
like,
a bit.
Right now she's like, "Ooh, look at all these
people."
Just
down.
Get a little bit less excitable.
It's like you're looking after a toddler.
Yeah, straight,
like,
essentially. He works with children.
Let's get some exercise. Let's go to the park.
And Saba's also using that opportunity just to scan out and just, like, get himself acquainted to the idea of heightening his senses and being aware of what's around. Like, getting that double sense of being aware of what's in front of you and the people around you, while also being aware of the dangers that lay out in the vast desert. Hello.
The desert is very dangerous.
It is.
What you doing there, Phil?
I'm just adding to. I'm adding
points.
To threat. I'm adding to threat. Because it is inherently dangerous being here. This marks the last point of civilization, if you will, depending on how you feel about the Fremen. And it's dangerous enough on the sands that are regularly mined that you're leaving behind. Further out here, sudden storms, Fremen, worms,
button worms,
drum sand, fine dust that can swallow you if you don't observe it, and just the searing heat itself are all such present dangers that it naturally adds points to threat. And that fits very nicely with your observation. That is the feeling that you get out here with Arrakis's unblinking sun gazing upon you. You feel, Saba, that this may be one of the most dangerous places in the universe.
He looks at Drusa while still looking out on the sands and says,
"Your excitement is acceptable, but do not let it blind you. People die out here. You must be always watching, not just for your own ends, but for all of us. Mistakes get people killed."
Communicate. Roll.
Oh, but you're good at that, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not my worst
and
skill.
And why are you doing this?
What he is trying to do is just to get her to, like, fucking get serious about this.
Yeah, you're trying to preserve the safety of the mission, right?
Yeah, so I feel that is...
seems duteous to
me. Yeah, it does seem duteous.
And what's your duty statement?
Obey my house in all things. Which, like, doesn't... I'm not expressly doing that, to be completely fair.
It's not, like, counter to it?
No.
You haven't been ordered to do this, but it's not, like, against...
No, it's not against it.
You're trying to stop her from endangering the house.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's not like...
I'm not against it, but I'm not expressly using it.
You're not like bringing that into question.
No. Right.
So I think, yeah, you can use it.
So that's going to be 13. Under 13. Two successes.
Woo!
2.
Fantastic.
4 and a 6.
I didn't set a difficulty. I'll say it was 1, so you can have a momentum for the rest of the scene.
As a treat.
As a treat.
Oh, thanks.
The tones with which you deliver this reality to her, you just have to sort of gesture to broadly, look at everything. This is Arrakis.
Yes.
People die, and you can die. She gulps dryly before sucking from her water tube next to her lips.
Curb your enthusiasm, basically.
Yeah. sorry. It's the mood we're in today.
I was going to do that. And
yeah,
I know. If I do, Phil will yell at me.
I know. I can't yell at myself. So,
sure you can.
Shut up, Phil.
I do that all the time in my head.
Yeah.
And like,
keep it serious.
And in my head, it's also like, while this unfortunately does almost fly in the face, like it probably adds to her paranoia and her like anxiousness. But it's like, he's not here to deal with her paranoia.
Mm. In a way, it could help because it's like, forget about constantly worrying about if your words are going to be misinterpreted. Mm. Forget about this whole political game of like, you know, death by a thousand cuts, right?
Worms aren't political.
Exactly.
They'll eat you.
It's like, this is what's the danger here. It's not secret.
No, yeah.
Which, you know, might be a
it's
nice
kind of
to
refreshing
refocus
to her. Yeah. I think she's between two different very dangerous situations, but this one is a bit more observably dangerous.
And present.
Yes, and now. Yeah, so she takes on your words. They obviously have an effect on her. And she sort of, she gulps and sort of, you know, mumbles in reply, but kind of continues making notes in her memo corder.
Make your little notes.
Yeah. But that's how she kind of obeys you in that. She's like, oh, okay. Put my head down and kind of rein in my excitement slightly. So yeah, you have that effect on her. Are you riding with Oren, Janus?
Ellen, you're the lady, so you could either... You're not riding with your guest as the most senior member of the house. Would you like to be riding with Oren, or would you like Janus to be riding with Oren? I'll let you shot call that, because my character could have directed him to figure out the logistics, and I can make the decision.
Yeah.
Or you could personally. It's really up to you. And you'd have reasons for picking either, right?
Yeah, because I
do... Do you want the Fremen, or... And meaning one less soldier to protecting you, because, you know, or do you want not the Fremen?
I feel like Lady Disha sees Oren as such a wild variable. He's got skin in the game, which makes him unpredictable and not as malleable, right?
Yeah.
And given that she can kind of protect herself, I wonder if she would want to be in with Oren.
Because he's a variable,
exactly,
you can control
you
that.
You must be in sight at all times.
Sure, okay. Actually, that aligns with her kind of like ideology as a power person.
Yeah, and it's the thing of like, I'm not scared of the danger he poses to me because I can...
Because you're powerful.
I can sort myself out.
Yeah, okay.
But can he do much more damage elsewhere? And if he's not in my sight, then that's bad news bears.
With that in mind, what do you do when he climbs out of the cockpit and walks towards Janus's Thopter?
I'll follow.
As soon as you step out of your Thopter, as Saba would have already noticed, heat radiates from the tarmac. To a degree, the suit helps, but it's like being hit, like being squashed by heat, like being inside an oven, and the wind only adds more heat, more discomfort as it blows towards you. It's not a refreshing breeze. It's like being in a fan-assisted oven. It's palpable as you step out of the Ornithopter. He walks up to the cabin where you are, Janus. He looks over his shoulder to see that you're close by.
Yeah, let him look.
I must say something. This area of the emptiness, it is true, there is water here. I cannot give you the water you seek. Ask me for anything else. Help you find the sieges of the Fremen. Gather my fellow outcasts to support you. Whatever else, I cannot give you the water here.
Janus looks him in the eyes and says, why? Why can you not tell us?
My hatred extends to the Ishwan Bedwina. They called us insects because we drew our line of honor in a different place to theirs. But an insect has just as much right to live on Arrakis as any other creature. More than any off-worlder. I hate the Ishwan Bedwina, but I do not hate Arrakis. I love Arrakis and its waters, and I would not see them sullied.
Okay, This is going to be tricky. Bunch of different ways we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Stab him.
That will get us closer to the water.
Thanks, Sean.
Yes.
Get his water.
Yeah. It would get his water.
That's not enough.
Okay.
So he's got a sort of holy reverence for water, which is very common for the Fremen.
Wish he would have told us this before. Damn him.
Yeah, no, that's part of the course, right? Like, they care deeply about water.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole reason the Jakarutu are outcast is because of the way they
take water.
Take water, yeah.
So. Yeah. Or sort of don't in the proper ways.
Yes.
Quote unquote proper ways.
But it was to do with...
It's to do with water.
Water. Yeah. It's always to do with water.
Yeah, that's most things are. It's either water or spice.
It's kind of holy. So giving up water for like industrial spice mining is kind of...
taboo.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. And the water that we are sent to find is also at the bequest of the Harkonnens, right?
Yeah.
They need a water source.
It will help them with processing and also emergencies out here, right? Having water for the expedition is a boon. It's a boon. It doesn't kill the whole expedition to not have it, but it's very advantageous.
Yeah. Could I grab the book?
Oh, it was meant to be a difficult dilemma.
Dab.
Given to you at an annoying moment.
It's perfect.
I wish you'd told me earlier. It's like, yeah, but that wouldn't have been as fun.
I will kill you. It's fine.
It wouldn't have been as fun. Now you can use a voice.
I very much could.
Tell us where it is, right?
Janice will do a number of things simultaneously, as Mentat's unknown to do. He's had the response, so I'd like to do a couple of things. First and foremost, he'll take a sip of Sappho juice. Mm-hmm. It's hot out there. Secondly, he's going to get a full picture of what's happening. He wants to use the right language in countering this argument. He's not going to get violent. He's not going to turn to use the voice. He's the spy master. He should be able to control the house retainers without violence.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a cultural studies role.
Cultural, like understanding.
An understand role.
Yeah, understanding, yeah.
I'm going to buy an extra die with a point of threat. Giving you 5 threat.
Jesus.
What are you trying to do?
I am trying to figure out a wriggle room around this using his faith and my understanding of his faith and his cultural understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and find an in.
Mm.
Try and find a kind of like logical fallacy or a loophole or an argument point, a way to rebut. Arming myself with kind of knowledge so that I might communicate better as to why he should do what we're doing. Or I might arm the lady with that, right? Articulate that point out loud so that she might swoop in, right?
And the Harkonnens are going to waste just as much water killing all them Fremen.
Yeah. Almost certainly that. But
and they're
I
not going to
well,
take that water.
I might as well make it like an asset so that we get a bonus and we can lower the difficulty.
Yeah, difficulty 4.
Great. So here's what I have to do. Passive scrutiny, him. What... Passive scrutiny him. What is his you know what?
Yeah.
What's the weather like?
Well, is that what you say?
Yeah, what's the weather like, Phil?
Very hot.
So he has the trait uncomfortable, timed.
He's a Fremen, though.
He's a Fremen. It doesn't faze him.
He's still bound by the time of like...
I think you can find another way to make him. We can...
All right.
Let's go through it step by step rather than just create it out of whole cloth.
All right.
You have to ask the question and then use the turn the question into a trait, right?
Yeah.
So the trait of this scene is... refueling. It's the practical
refuel. Okay. Yeah. Tactical refuel.
That's the practical reality of the scene.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Before you add flavor, what the scene is,
yes,
is an interim scene. Right? It's a refueling scene. It's short, between places, it's liminal, that kind of thing, right?
For sure.
You're going to make passive scrutiny
on him. I'll make passive scrutiny on him.
So passive scrutiny lets you ask a question as if you had
spent a momentum.
And succeeded a know something role, obtain information role.
Obtain information role.
So what is your question?
Why has he decided to have this conversation now?
Because there is a personal dimension to this objection.
Okay, in that case then, I'm going to create the trait for him, if I may, with that description, the trait split loyalties.
Perfect. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Sweet.
That works.
Nice.
Yeah, I was just speedrunning it.
Yeah.
Rather than fucking around with the
making
system.
It good.
Just making it. Yeah. Maybe I'd roleplay well using this system.
We ended up with like a really incisive trait instead.
Yes, a genuine moment of self-reflection as opposed to awkward.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
He's sweaty.
Sweaty. No.
Give me my minus one.
The point is he has a split loyalty. Between you and the things you've done for him.
Yes.
And the loyalty to the planet in the past.
Okay. I'm a spy. That allows me to make this roll.
Yes. That trait lets you make this roll.
Split loyalties reduces this roll by one. So it's
difficulty three.
I have Sappho as a stim.
Yeah.
Big brain in it. Trying to figure out cultural understandings. Trying to use my big brain to try and figure out what is going on.
Okay.
If you're not okay with that, I'm happy also to use the trait Mentat to do that.
I'll let you use either or. Yeah, either that's or. Fine.
I'm diving into my mind, basically, right? I'm trying to recall something of significance or try and intuitively unpick something from him.
Yep. You're trying to collate data into a conclusion.
Yeah.
Now it's down to difficulty two now with crits.
Difficulty two, cultural crits under eights.
Yeah.
Eights and under. And
I said cultural crits. He has a crit for his focus, cultural understanding.
Yeah. And
he's like, why is this personal?
Yeah. Why is this personal? Yeah. What about your faith or what about your...
Yeah.
I'd say that this is frankly a duty role. He's endangering the mission.
One of the objectives being find some water.
Yeah, yes. Water. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing bringing this up at this point?
Yes.
I need to figure out why. So I'm rolling three dice because I spent a point of threat to give myself an extra die. I'm more than two successes, ideally looking for eights and under.
Cool. Three successes. I just up the difficulty with the threat.
Boo. That's fine.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Here we go. Wish me luck. Okay. So I got the right amount of successes.
So three.
Three successes. I crit failed. I got a complication. Phil, can I offer this as a complication to you? I said I took Sappho juice, and I've been doing that a lot.
You use it like three times. Would you like to make
me an addict?
We could do that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's probably harsher than a normal complication, but I'm happy you offered it up. So I'm happy. You want a more lasting complication to come of it? I'm totally down for that.
I think it's how I also play this game is Janice is trying to burn through every option, trying to like stretch every resource, bend every rule, push every opportunity. And so eventually the body bounces back and breaks a bit. So using a stimulant as a like, come on, push, it eventually, you snap.
Yeah.
You're trying to turbo boost.
Yeah. Can you add the trait Sappho addict to your sheet for me?
Yeah. I'll just put addict.
We'll know
what it's to. Yeah. Sappho addiction is obvious.
Yes.
The red on your lips is starting to become quite
not
deep.
Discreet.
Yes. Yeah. It's obvious you are a Mentat who is turbocharging
Yeah.
It's not uncommon, but it's definitely a...
It's a flaw.
It's a flaw, yeah.
It's a potential liability.
Right. It's a potential liability, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But you did succeed.
I did succeed, which means I'd like to create a trait, or an asset, rather, in this knowledge. Sort of acting as a obtain information, right? Mm. Like, this is the sort of idea of it. I'm getting the understanding of why he is...
Yeah, so you wanted to...
Find the exploit, the logical loophole.
So you wanted to create an asset
effectively
for this.
Yeah. It's not particularly strong. I didn't get many momentums, but it's there. I figured something... There's a logical gap here. Chris Bond, the player, is not as smart to figure it out, but maybe Phil...
Maybe the role of the base difficulty for something...
Yeah.
It wasn't easy to figure out.
Yes.
The confluence of factors that you weigh in your mind and compute raises the distinct possibility that this section of the desert houses old Jakarutu.
Ah.
And the personal element you're detecting is that these are the death stills of Jakarutu.
Right. So it isn't actually water for outsiders. It's the type of water for outsiders.
It has very... personal historical implications.
Yes.
This particular water. As you know, as you have researched this person, we've discussed before.
Yeah.
Jakarutu was wiped out.
Yep.
Because the Jakarutu clan, had a habit of taking lone people off the sands.
Yeah.
Killing them and putting their water in their stills.
Yep.
So the water that remains in there, its location is known to very few people. It's the water that their tribe was destroyed over. So that is the personal element.
Mm.
And when that all kind of locks into place from your computations and probabilities, you're like, that is the probable reason for this set of circumstance where he's telling us late, he's hiding some kind of personal feeling about it. What could possibly bring that together? Oh, it has a very deep historical meaning,
yeah,
which makes it complicated. And he doesn't know that you know this because you figured it out in your mind palace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the asset is knowing that
hidden knowledge.
Hidden knowledge, yeah.
Old Jakarutu.
I've had fun. This is not my normal wheelhouse, yeah, but it's fun putting these things in, watching you all go, when you've been like, oh, this would make a fun complication, and then you lay it out and everyone goes, God.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, that worked.
Meanwhile, feels
it's really satisfying.
Like,
I like it.
Overseeing it all.
Yeah.
My desert.
My Arrakis.
I'm trying to think of a way I could communicate
I can feel you thinking over there.
Trying to think of a way to communicate that information to Ellen's character.
It's a pretty complex piece of information.
It is a stupidly complex piece of information.
Is it to latch on the fact that it is his own personal, like it's the Jakarutu, so it's personal to him, and his talk about Arrakis and its waters is a lie. It's not to protect Arrakis, it's to protect the history of the Jakarutu, right? So
yes.
him
it's like a half-truth.
Him just having said,
yes,
I would preserve my world and its beauty, that's just an outright lie.
Yeah,
it's
that's
to
true.
Preserve
that's true.
His tribe's history.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's just lied to you.
Yes, that's true. Thank you, Ellen. That's a great approach and way of communicating it to you.
I imagine you have a pretty clear signal
social
for
manipulation.
Lie. Right. You must have a really clear signal for lying.
Yes.
Right. Because people do it to you all the time.
It's just almost an eye roll at this point.
As this is said, as Oren says this to Janice catches the lady's eyes and communicates non-verbally that what was just said to him is a lie, arming you with that asset. Not in its full detail, but maybe that moves the asset or transforms the asset into liar. Caught in a lie.
Caught in a lie is good, yeah.
Allowing you to act with probably lowering the difficulty.
Fuck, sorry, there's so much information that's just been conveyed. And I can't actually remember what the last thing he said was.
I may hate my fellow Fremen, but I love Arrakis and I would not have its waters sullied.
There's certain tells when animals are caught in a trap, Oren. You are betraying yourself. If you cared about Arrakis, you would care about its futures. But I sense that this is much closer to your heart, to you and the people who stand alongside you.
If you've discerned the true reason for my refusal, it does not change it. I am not fully forthcoming as your adept one has discerned. And he looks at you with sort of narrowed eyes. It's like he's kind of obvious that he's regretting kind of speaking to you about this.
Yeah.
Because you've sussed out his secret.
Discerned it.
And he can feel the information passing between you. Yeah. And he feels kind of hemmed in slightly. So it's with a touch of anger that he says this, that, okay, I'm lying, but I still refuse.
I detest lying, most of all to oneself. When you lie, you yourself are not seeing the reality of the situation. I am not looking to corner you, Oren. I am looking to hand you the safety of your future and this Arrakis that you so love. The water can buy that safety.
He fingers a few metal discs on a string when you talk about water buying things. And you know this, Janus, that these tokens are like a water price. They are a medium of exchange that hold the value of water.
Yeah.
They're representative of value of water. Someone who doesn't spend a lot of time with the tribesmen, they maybe are a bit more sentimental than practical for him. But water is a commodity to a degree. So it does sort of resonate with him and you see him touch the coins.
It's also the cultural significance of their currency is immense.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Cannot buy the future with the past. Cannot be the one who allows Harkonnen's thirst to drain the history of my tribe. For that is what it is, as I'm sure you have worked out between you, he says, glancing back and forth as one is in front in the ornithopter, one is hovering behind. Yes, it is the home of my tribe.
Which is your past.
Yes, and everything the generations of Jakarutu have fought to avenge, given away.
You must forgive me, for I see history play out on a much longer scale. But if there were no Jakarutu, what history would there be to fight for? A hypothetical. You are the future of the Jakarutu, are you not? It is not the water that you carry in stills that you preserve. It is your water that lives within you and your people. And we, House Ikshana, would fight for that water so that you may gain more. You can buy your future with your past. You just need to grease the right palms.
Communicate.
Okay.
I'm helping.
Okay.
I'll roll.
You get to that point in roleplay where it's like, yeah, look, I've talked enough. Yeah. It's time to now try walk the walk.
I'm going to duty help with communicate.
I'm going to buy him an extra die.
Yep.
What's the difficulty?
We'll find out.
We'll find out. It's discipline.
Okay.
And faith for him.
I might not even help if Phil gives us a low
difficulty. I'm just wondering when I can use the voice or if. Or if it's worth just rolling.
I think roll now. I think.
Well, this is my thing. Like, can you then use the voice to be like, fuck you?
I think afterwards, probably. I think it's a nice escalation to just be like, oh, my roll failed. Fuck you. But voice. Use this threat and go fuck yourself.
Because you use it on a communicate test.
Oh.
Is the thing.
Okay. So you'd need to make another communicate test afterwards.
Yeah. Otherwise which is my thing of like, you probably need to use it in a roll. But perhaps we might not need that heavy
You may not
hand.
Need to.
I think I've made a good point.
I think so too. I think that was really well crafted, Ellen. Well done. That was. I would not have come to that conclusion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, my brain was screaming. As I was like, because.
You could have tried that.
Well, yeah. My thought was my go-to, as I usually play my religious characters in Roll to Cast.
What?
Get a gun, shoot him. Or stab him.
Get a Saba, shoot
him. Yeah.
You're like, Saba, stop hanging on to the past. Maybe there's a future for your tribe. Like,
any news about that difficulty?
It wasn't great for me. I got a complication. So he's feeling very torn and conflicted. But what I will say is that this is difficulty one, but I will say that this is an extended test and this is the only opportunity you have right now wearing him down because the maintenance will be over and you have to get going.
Yeah.
You understand?
That good. That answers my meta question as well.
Great.
Because I think it has been, we have bought ourselves a lightness, right?
Yeah.
It's constantly with information you are buying the need to not depend on such heavy-handedness,
yes.
Right? We're not Harkonnens.
Yes.
And we don't want to devolve to that. We're allowing ourselves to negotiate.
Yeah, you're already using the clever discernment of the truth behind his refusal as a lever. So you're already doing that. You're already using leverage to change the circumstances.
Yeah.
But his discipline is 6, so I want you to get 6 points.
Cool.
Each success is worth 2 points.
Okay.
So you could win right now.
Yeah, cool. And you're helping?
I'm going to help. Yep. Ellen, you could also use a point of threat, buy an extra die with 2 points of threat.
With 2 points?
Because I've bought one already, right?
Ah.
Or is it just per person?
It's per roll.
It's per roll.
Yeah, it's per roll.
Then you could buy one as well. I'm going to roll to help anyway. I'm not great at communicate. I presume that this is what that would be.
Yeah, it's a communicate roll.
It's duty because I'm following the boss.
Yep.
Yeah. You've got 3. I might. Yeah, fuck it. I'll buy.
There you go. See how you go.
So I'm rolling with 3.
I'll roll first and then you can see if you need to buy or not.
Yeah.
See how you go just before. just as like thinking it through.
Yeah.
So I got to roll under 12s.
Yeah, go for it.
I rolled a 3.
Beautiful.
That's good.
So only one success, but that cracks it.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we're rolling is momentum now, or successes towards our goal. We need to roll 3 successes in total. If he's in total.
Yeah.
And you've got crits under
8.
8.
I'd get that extra die.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Fuck it.
Let's party.
Let's fucking. This is our roll to cast party.
Oh, whoops. I just raised the difficulty by 1 by respending that crap.
Fair enough.
So now it's difficulty 2.
2.
Woo.
You got an extra die there, Ellen, don't you?
That is.
Didn't you buy an extra die?
You bought an extra die.
Oh,
which
I did. Sorry.
Which I then spent on upping the difficulty.
That's what confused me.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I'm rolling under 8s, right?
Yeah.
So, 1's just a normal success. 10.
Yep, 10.
Then I got a 2 and a 4.
Hey.
5 successes off your dice.
Sure.
And then
big
one
time.
Of mine is 6.
We break this, man.
Can my communicate just be as he turns towards the lady, I touch him on the shoulder? Just to...
He feels surrounded.
We're just ganging up on him.
Yeah.
The lady just followed him out, anticipating his fucking... And then in like an instant, we counter his argument.
You figured out his secret.
His ancient mental plan tricks. Secret.
Yeah.
With him being like, I don't want to give you water. And we go, ugh. And she's already saying it.
That's because the ancient secret location of your disgraced tribe is there. And he's like, fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she makes the most concise, logical argument in a couple of seconds.
And then she's like, your water's not buying your future sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah. What are you doing with us if nothing else?
And also, it's not like the Jagarutu are a populous people.
Yeah.
You're already out. You're already disgraced.
Yeah. What, you want to get more disgrace? Oh, who's going to use that water? The Fremen? No, they're not, because it's disgraced water. It's tainted water. Who's going to use it?
Ooh.
So what do you have anything...
Holy shit, we just ruined this guy's life.
Ruined his shaken his foundation of his beliefs.
Meanwhile, Saba's like, Arrakis is dangerous.
He's hot like, and bad.
The smart lady's like, stop being smart. Stop that.
Turn off brain.
Turn off brain.
Yeah.
Use eyes.
Sand hot. Sun hot.
Big worm.
Sand and sun hot.
We'll find you someone to duel, okay?
Yeah. I can't wait until Saba's riding a worm, though.
It's going to be good. Yeah.
How did I get here?
Sorry, what were you asking, Phil?
You've already made a pretty good argument. Is there anything you want to cap it off knowing that you have succeeded? Like, does that change anything you want to kind of say dramatically, thematically? Or are you happy to just hear his response?
I'll give you a second because I want to add a little bit of flavor to my touching over
absolutely,
the shoulder.
Yeah, absolutely, because this is a pretty interesting scene. It's a pretty big success and a pretty kind of watershed moment for your relationship with him.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for you to add flavor and zhuzh it up if you want.
So Janice is leaning over. He's in the Thopter?
Yeah, right? he came up to lean on the Thopter to talk to
so
you. Yeah.
Janice looks down at him and the bit of spittle, the red spittle of Sappho is sucked back into his mouth as he just touches him on the shoulder, distracting him. He looks back up and the red is sucked back into his mouth, disgusting liquid. Just as a kind of like laissez-faire attitude towards liquid and water.
Just to put him off kilter for a second.
Yeah.
He's slightly disturbed.
Yeah.
And as well as a contrast between the beautiful lady and the insane...
disgusting mentat.
Mentats are freaky.
Yeah. Imagine, as in the Book of June, teachings from the Bene Gesserit.
Yes.
She has not moved, essentially, from the doorway of this Thopter the whole time. And she will not. She will just laser focus her eyes onto his blue and blue eyes. To keep from dying is not the same as to live. We are offering a way to live. Do not refuse.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I will show you the place. Perhaps it is time that the gathered water of my people makes a new life. It does not sit idly in the stills forever.
One day, you will look back at this decision and realize that it was the turning point of your whole future. I'm very glad that you've decided to choose this, Oren.
He says nothing further, silently mounts back into the Thopter as signals are made that the crews are ready for takeoff and continuation of the expedition is imminent.
I'll just nod to Janice as I leave for my Thopter and just... You might want to watch your lips. Perhaps it's the heat. They're looking a mite off colour.
Yes, my lady. I hope that the desert purges all impurities.
And I will head to my Thopter.
Janice looks at terror at the powerful woman striding back
following the Fremen.
Who's like, disappointed.
And just with a single couple of sentences, disarmed it. A really, he's in awe of her.
What can I say?
She's so dangerous.
Get bitches.
Yeah. who needs the voice when you can just like slice open someone's like sensibilities?
Yeah.
Your trio of ornithopters whir to life once more. Their wings accelerating into their familiar cadence before they generate enough lift to take to the skies. They wheel about once before darting south. A long, thin stretch of sand snakes southwards between two barren, rocky escarpments. This region is called the Throat. And once you're through, the great emptiness opens out ahead of you. As far as the eye can see, marching dunes that give the planet its name, with nothing disturbing it, sparse rocky outcrops, and the distant plume of worm sign. So you're faced with a large open area, kilometers wide, that Raban has earmarked for the expedition. There's a lot of open sand here, all fertile ground for a big spice blow. So the way I've represented this area for you is a 3x3 grid. The Throat is above the top middle. So you've passed through there and you're about to enter the middle top square. So for convenience, I've given them coordinates. The rows vertically, north to south, are 1, 2, 3. Horizontally, east to west, you've got ABC. So the top row of zones are A1, B1, and C1, and you come into the middle one at B1.
By the time you're listening to this, we'll have this on our Discord and on our Instagram. We'll put it where we have active social media.
And if we don't, ask us to do it.
Yeah.
Also, you can just visualize, if you're a role-playing fan, like the D&D alignment chart. The Throat is above it all, but we're about to head into, by the look of things, B1, which is neutral good.
Neutral good, yeah.
Doesn't sound like middle, us.
Yeah.
So A1 is like lawful good, B1 is neutral good, C1 is chaotic good, and then you go down that way with A2 being lawful neutral, A3 being lawful evil. Yeah. I see a 3x3 grid.
I'm going to do aligned, the alignment
and I'm
chart.
Playing a role-playing game, and I got a D&D alignment. So,
however you like to visualize it, yes.
Come to my Discord is what I'm saying. Come to my Discord.
However you like to visualize it, it's a 3x3 grid. From this height, you can scout the kind of general features. So the map, copy of the map I've given you as players, has the general features of each zone, but it doesn't have any of the details, whether there's a settlement there, whether there is any kind of hidden danger or natural features or anything like that. That is something that has to be discovered on your scouting mission. But there are only three terrain types to keep track of in your brain. So there's the open bled, which is open desert. This is where the spice is most likely to form and blows. You have sinks, which are geographical depressions surrounded by high rocks or stone deposits. They're a good place for settlements and other stopping off points, I guess, because they're protected from storms and from worms.
Yes, because of the stone.
Because the stone, right?
Yeah.
And the last terrain feature is the edge of a salt pan is in A3. The bottom left square is a salt pan, and that extends kind of further off the edge of the zones as I've laid them before you, and that's barren. You're not going to get any spice, not going to have anything out there. So that's kind of
dead.
Yeah, it's dead as, and that helps mark off why that rest of the area is not worth exploring for you guys.
Yeah.
You have an ornithopter each. You're each in charge of one, and you have the day to explore before you lose all light. I mean, you can't keep exploring in the night, but eventually, you know, you might run out of fuel.
Yeah.
He says, smiling.
Do we also know, is it in this section where the meeting is to take
place?
It
is, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, Janus knows from his computations, like, what it looks like. He knows what it's supposed to be. But yeah, he has to sight it from the air.
Yeah,
and when did we say that was happening? Like, when did they say to meet
him?
Under the pale moon.
Yeah.
So it won't be until the moon is up.
Yeah.
you can locate it, but yeah, you might have to wait till night for the actual meeting. Great. So yeah, I'll tell you as the day wears on, but you don't have like infinite time to explore.
Yeah,
that's totally cool.
I feel like as we're starting to come through the throat, you can hear over the communication devices that are between the three ornithopters, Saba will come through and say,
"We'll cover the most ground, splitting up the copters. One should..."
Thopters.
Fuck.
"By splitting the thopters, one should continue straight. The other two should fan out. We have limited time. We should make haste."
That's a most agreeable proposition. I guess the question is, who?
If you kind of agree with that, he's happy to say,
"I can take the center. Deesha, perhaps to my left. Janice, to the right. Stay in communication."
I'll signal to the Thopter pilot to follow the advice of Saba and, yeah, fan out left.
Basically just done it where we are on the table, most kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's good to keep in mind. Yeah, so you're going to sweep north to south through the zones.
Yeah, go through the columns rather than the rows.
Yeah. Saba, why don't you go first?
Yeah, so Saba gets up from his seat and now, like, almost holding on to a place on the roof of the Thopter, is going to be, like, not completely hovering over the pilot, but trying to get a good vantage point as he, like, kind of scans out. And I guess, yeah, on the place where we are immediately, as the other two Thopters veer off and cut and take a wide swing out in the space that I'm in first, I'd like to be scanning to find, I mean, very simply, spaces for water and or good spaces to mine for spice.
You can scout this area, this open bled. So open bled is pretty easy to scout. It's difficulty one understand test that you can make by virtue of having an ornithopter. That is the trait that allows you aloft, lets you scout the area.
And this is definitely duty. He's doing his duty. Yeah, I'm not looking for danger or hidden enemies. I'm looking for things that are like, so I can't use my constantly watching.
No, it doesn't, it's quite more work of a mapping.
Exactly right. All right, so I'm looking to go under 12. Damn, it was on under and then it flipped over one more to a 13, so just a fail.
You swing low over the desert and the thick heat haze and featureless expanse before you almost hypnotizes the eyes. You don't find anything of note out here. Nothing to add to the kind of individual traits of this zone of desert. You don't learn anything more than this is open desert.
He kind of thinks to himself, "We'll take another pass on the way back."
Who would you like to go next?
Janice.
Great. Janice is in A1. Lawful good. And is in a sink.
The rocks rise sharply out of the desert as you veer away from your fellow contingent. They climb out of the desert and your Thopter takes you up and over the rim toward the area guarded by the stones. It's craggy, it's rocky, it's canyons,
yep,
spires of rock, places where boulders are balanced improbably on tiny thin shafts of rock. Much harder to scout than the open desert. So this is understand 3.
Sappho juice. No, I'm kidding.
You are an addict.
You are an addict.
Well, it's funny you say that, Ellen. Because I'd like to do something that's going to help me. Passive scrutiny is in the Thopter. How is the manner in the Thopter being conducted? Like, what is the attitudes of the people within sight? There's four of us.
Professional.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I will create the trait calm. I think that will help in scouting.
Focused.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, focused. Yeah. Another soldier, another scout, and the pilot. So everyone has one of those in their Thopter.
Yeah, yeah. Could have used the scout for a help die, maybe.
Could have. Yes. Yeah. That's a good thing.
You have
mind
to order them to do stuff.
Yes.
Can't offer you that one.
I'm not going to order mine to help.
Yep.
Does it cost anything? Doesn't cost anything at all.
No, they just can't do anything unless you specifically tell them to do stuff.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I will order him to give
no
me
reason
extra
not
die
to. Yeah,
will he help me?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. That's good of him.
Just.
Is he going to do his job?
And I am going to lower the difficulty by one because of the focused nature.
Yes.
In the Thopter, which brings it down to one, I believe. You said it at two, did you?
I said three.
You said a three. So
pardon. Open desert is one, but this is much harder.
This is harder, so three. So now it's down to two. I will buy a point of an extra die with a threat so that Phil has four threat. A question for you. Do you believe that this falls under deductive reasoning? I don't imagine so. It's a physical observation.
No, it's really about...
You're observing about, what's there.
Yeah, you don't have data to work with yet.
No, so I'm observing.
Yes.
Yeah, great. So I'm going to use my focus observe on the power of discipline.
Okay, yeah.
It's a discipline role to observe. So I'm going to use discipline rather than understanding.
I can understand that. Yeah, you have a focus of observe on discipline, right?
So I do, yeah.
You use that professional focus part of you to like be undistracted.
Under 14s, critting on sixes. Two successes, just.
No crits.
No crits. Nothing bad. Nothing really good either. But it wouldn't have been better had I used my understand roll anyway. So, all good.
Swinging low through a canyon and turning a corner, you see not quite well enough hidden tracks in the surface covering of sand on the rocks, leading to a narrow crevice. And you think entrance. Siege.
Siege.
Settlement here.
Yes.
Many feet have passed this way. You're not seeing one person's... It's more like instead of seeing one person's improperly hidden imprints, it's the passage of many people over time that says to you, yes, this is an entrance to somewhere under the rocks. Fremen live here. So you can add that if you like.
Okay.
Siege to that A1 zone.
Ooh.
Do you... think it's with the knowledge that I have of the vision or visage of the rocky outcrop that we're supposed to meet at Moon, do we believe that this is that place?
It's not here.
It's not here. Cool.
It's not here.
Yeah.
Nothing here matches it. Yeah, beauty is the right word.
Great.
There's something about the site that has a natural beauty to it that you will know when you see it. You're like, oh, this is a site.
This is something
a site of significance.
Momentous and significant.
I can see why someone would choose this place. Yeah. Yeah.
And why poetry would be associated with it. Great, cool.
Yeah.
I guess I'm done.
Oh, two threat. As you pull away up out of the canyon, a Fremen looking out appears from the rocks. Service to air missile.
Oh, yes.
Hell yeah. Flash, a burst of smoke. And it's curling towards you.
We're going to take evasive maneuvers.
Good idea. Good idea.
Okay. What's the threat? How are they going to hit us? What's the chance that they're going to hit us?
Well, it's a battle roll, right?
It's a battle roll. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Miss. Well, it's zero. Cool. It's zero. Cool. So you want to roll for the ornithopter pilot?
I do. I'm going to
Don't fly into it.
So I can't lower the difficulty any further, can I?
No.
Thank you. So the ornithopter pilot is way better than me at everything.
In terms of like flying move and battle and stuff and focuses. Yeah, yes. That's why you guys have them.
Yes, that's right. So, well, actually, maybe. No, that's a bit silly, isn't it?
For the record, for those at home, I rolled a 17 and an 18.
Jeez.
They can't hit us. So there's no sense in trying to... I'm going to try and help the ornithopter cop... Ornithopter cop...
Ornithopter copter copter.
Ornithopter pilot?
Yeah, do you want to give your pilot a name?
Oh, let's give them the name...
Copter the Ornithopter pilot.
Because they're now coming into play.
Does he have a PhD?
Let's give them the name... Harris.
Harris, I love it. Great. Harris. Ooh. What wonderful pick. Yeah, I like the idea of like as they become relevant, then they get names.
Yeah.
It's the same for babies, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You there.
No name until they do something meaningful in their life.
Like fly a helicopter.
Like first breath.
So it's a 2d20 roll.
I'm going to help first. I'm going to make a power discipline roll. Maybe just a power communicate roll, just to give better orders.
A warning, yeah.
A warning. I don't really think that I could argue anything else.
Spent two threat for that.
Yeah.
Great.
Really terrible roll.
Well, my...
I'm sure we'll buy more threat as we get
my power
into it.
Communicate roll is an 11 that I need to get under, and I rolled an 8. So I get success, and then my pilot...
That gives a pilot
success. Yeah. And then the pilot rolls.
It's the momentum.
He's trying to get 14 or under with sevens being crits.
Beautiful.
Go for it.
Yep. Let it fly, baby.
That's two crits.
Yes!
So four momentum.
Yes. What do you say to the pilot to help him?
Janice doesn't say anything, simply points. Rather than the low, laborious action of talking, like that's heaps. But in a heat of battle, in the quickest of movements, the small finger gesture, the little hand movement that the pilot observes means that they catch the eye of the surface-to-air missile and are able to move.
This is so competent, right, between the two of you. I described it as you seeing, suddenly it's launched.
Yes.
You see the movement of a Fremen coming up from a ridge, readying his launcher. And by then, in the calm atmosphere, the professional atmosphere that you've established, you point. The pilot looks, gives you a nod, doesn't even, no noticeable emotional reaction whatsoever. And by the time the rocket is even launched, Paris is already banking, rolling, and dipping behind a ridge and away.
I was going to say, can it be that the Paris's actions are a little in line with Janice's actions in that they're about hiding? They're using the agile nature of it. So it's actually not even like an outrun or an outmaneuver, but it's a hide.
Does the missile not even launch even?
Well, can I spend the momentum?
Some momentum for a better result?
Better result.
Yep.
Can I have the rocket propel self-destruct? The action of like, we bank so hard that they shoot it into like the cliff fist or something like that?
Like they, you're doing, you know, like I mean? A Mulan of like, firing into the cliff and then causing an avalanche.
You have to use, I think, more than one momentum.
It just seems like a bit comical for them to be
Then.
For them to like track it into firing it point blank into a wall. It doesn't quite work.
That's
for me.
Fair. That's fine. We'll leave it then. We got four momentum. I'm happy with that's plenty.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
I like the idea that maybe that hiding wise, he goes to get a bead on you and your agile pilot Paris dips back into a canyon around a rock tower, and the rocket comes barreling down the canyon. He darts to the side of his tower and it just slams into the rocks instead. A shower of tan rocks come falling down and you are beyond gone.
The four of us in the Thopter, all members of the house, all professionals, all calm, collected, mature. Yep.
Cool.
Correct.
Cool boy.
Kilometers to the west, Lady Disha is commanding her ornithopter into an area of open desert.
With Orin.
East.
Is it east?
Yeah. She's C1.
Oh, she's C1. To the east. Far to the east.
Chaotic good.
Chaotic good. In chaotic good C1. Lady Disha's ornithopter is scouting the open desert.
No, isn't she west? Because isn't north? No, north is that way. My apologies. Yeah. Keep going.
Phil is north?
Yeah, Phil's north.
I have a pretty
north.
Good direction set.
Yeah, Phil's north. Phil's north, so yeah.
Cool. You are. So my ornithopter has Orin as well. I would like him to show me where is the water. Specifically, like, would he be able to take me there so I can sight it? I imagine it's in a siege. Like, we're not going down in, but from the sky.
The hidden siege is far to the west of here. He indicates on your charts that you're creating between you that it's in hidden in the open, what you think is open desert in A2, just south of Janus's ornithopter. Maybe you should have asked him that earlier.
Yeah. Well, can I?
You can come back that way.
Yeah, I. Could I communicate that to Janice over the comms? I will just, like, pass that along.
As you're moving through, the area you want to find is...
Insert coordinates here.
Yes, look for a... Da, 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 da.
Yeah, in the meantime, is that like my whole action or can I still...
No, you can ask him, hey, where in this zone is your hidden siege?
Yeah.
And he commands you to look for a crown of stones half buried in the desert. The A2 area... just south of Janus.
Janus will follow that up. I suppose right now we need to be looking for blows.
Blows can appear in any parts of these sands from day to day, and the wind very quickly sweeps them away, or the Fremen come gathering.
So if we find Fremen, we find blows?
Any spice you find today will be long gone by the time the expedition rolls through. There are other hazards worth charting, though.
Worms?
Yes. Drum sand, sinking sand.
Sieges of aggressive Fremen.
Just so.
We'll keep your eyes peeled then. And I guess we'll just search that area for threat.
As standard, it's understand. Difficulty 1. There has been a very good case made, Janice, for discipline roles, so I will take either of them. It's in that area. There is no set perception skill, so it really is dependent on the kind of observation you're doing. If you're understanding, you're just trying to kind of memorize the kind of the lay of the land. If you're discipline, it's just a matter of focus and concentration. It's just which part of your brain you're kind of relying on more. And you have 4 momentum.
Look, I think I'm the way she thinks is more by observing the movements of others around. Mm. So it's less like that laser focus and jumping to conclusion based on the data. It's more looking for the rats that are sinking the ship, leaving a sinking ship. that's her kind of way of discerning things. Yeah. So I'm going to use understand. May I use power?
The power statement is I take what I want.
I get, yeah,
what do
I
you want in this situation?
I want to not die out in the desert.
Okay.
But truthfully, I want to like...
A good result.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Yeah.
Don't forget that we have the pilots and the scouts.
Yes. Yeah, that's, well. I also yeah. want orange tail.
And their base pool may be better than your base pool. And right. They might have specialties.
Yes.
So... For instance,
scouts, like,
the scouts have probably got truth 7, discipline 7, focus, observe.
Yeah, yeah, true, true. Well, in which case...
And then you could help them.
Yeah, yeah, I might make my role a help role, so I'll do that right away. That is one success.
You command your scout to chart the sands.
Yeah, Oren and I are having this conversation kind of like... The scout is present, obviously focusing on their job, but like them taking this information of what to look for is how I am assisting. And my scout would
stats. Well, an ornithopter pilot has a 14 in piloting ornithopters.
A scout would be 14 base. In 14 base with crits on 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a focus of...
Yes,
crits on 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're literally doing their job.
Their name description.
If they didn't have a focus on it, it would be pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is literally what you pay them for.
Yeah, that's why we brought them.
That's
why they're going to eat our food and
yeah.
So,
drink your water.
Yeah, that's the important part.
One crit.
Yeah.
So cool. We've got 3 successes total. However, dun, 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 1 complication.
Oh, no. NPC with a complication. That's not good.
That's bad news bears. But it is what the dice tell us. Or should I give him a name?
Yeah, you can give your scout name.
Ike.
Ike becomes over-eager to perform in front of the lady of the house. They're not used to being this closely observed. And so
I do have a heady scent around me.
They become rather kind of highly strung, like a bit over-tuned, a bit jumpy, just because of your presence. But you did get, what, 2 successes or 3 total?
3 total. I forgot. I can also spend that momentum to get rid of the... Yeah, sorry.
You can buy off the complication.
I would like to buy off that complication.
So what do you do? When you notice, he's like, yeah, I'm seeing some irregularities in my lady.
I'm just going to, again, it's her constant thing, but a touch from someone so high up. And she's literally just going to stroke down his spine and just say...
Grits just shuddered.
Not in a...
I do those things off mic so you don't... So the flow isn't interrupted. I didn't die. Or it's like, Chris did this thing and I'm like, I didn't want you to draw attention to it. That's why I didn't say anything.
Stop perceiving me. I have a podcast.
Thank you, Ella.
Just as like a... It's almost like that. Anyone ever had that from their parent of like stroking up the bridge of your nose? And it's just it's a calming trick. Just focuses and centers. And so she just does that. It's a motion... Breathe, Ike. The eye sees all.
I see compacted sand in areas. Drum sand. If harvesters or troops were to step upon it, it sends vibrations far, far across the desert. Attracts worms quickly and without fail.
Wonderful. We have just gained knowledge about this inhospitable place. That's what we do. We adapt. We focus. We do not dart all over the place. Well done, Ike.
As you say, my lady.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
Do you mind giving me the spelling of that, please?
S-I-E-T-C-H. Siege.
What's the siege?
What's the situation?
Thanks, Kim Possible.
No worries.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.